Westlandia. I am here today with Holly. Hello, Holly.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So we're going to start this the way we start all of our podcast chats. Would you mind telling us your fandom origin story?
Absolutely. So I started out as a total anime fan when I was a kid. Started out mostly in the Clamp land. I was a big Cardcaptor Sakura fan. And then stayed in anime land through junior high, high school, beginning of college. And then I tripped and stumbled into this thing called Glee, which I'm sure we all have mixed feelings about, of whatever form they may take. And that was when I really started ingratiating myself into fandom as anything beyond a lurker. And where I made some of my first and longest lasting friendships in fandom. Since then, I've kind of bounced around through various fandoms and landed here in the Marvel Cinematic Universe for good, or at least for now, shortly after Endgame premiered. And yeah, just happy to be a part of this wonderful, vibrant community. And I shipped Stony back during when the first Avengers movie came out, but didn't really feel that drive to fix things. That's what usually makes me want to write and engage in fandom at a high level. And then Endgame happened, and as we all know, everything needed fixing. So here I am.
Yeah, I think a lot of us agree with that impetus. We walked out of the theater and we're like, okay.
Yeah, let's make it better, because they made it way too much worse.
Yeah, they certainly crammed a whole lot of feelings into those 3 hours. So
amen to that.
You talked about Glee being the first one where you were something besides a lurker.
Mm-hmm.
Is that so? That's the first fandom you wrote in. Like, what else? What did that look like?
So I had written fan fiction since I was, for about 18 years. I've been writing tons of old CCS fics are chilling on the hard drive that I will never ever look at again, but don't quite have the heart to delete. But I'd never published anything. I kind of lived in my own little quiet world where I thought I was this great writer, and but didn't have the confidence to show anybody yet. And Glee was the first time that I think it was actually the first time I ever commented on a fic. And it was my friend Tina's. See, now I can't even remember what fic of hers it was, because she's so prolific, but commented on a fic of hers and kind of broke it down the way I read it. And she was so excited that she then kind of replied to me, and we built a rapport, and she invited me to her writing group. And they kind of encouraged me to start sharing my work. And that one friendship pulled me into this wider world of actually collaborating and contributing and communicating with other fans rather than just consuming content.
That is so beautiful. What was the writing group like? I'd love to hear more about that.
So there were five of us. It was Tina and her friend Sarah, and her Sarah's sister-in-law Gia, and their friend Lizzie, and they all lived in the San Francisco area. So they would meet up in person. I have pictures on my hard drive of Tina hugging a giant pink pillow, because that was what she did whenever Sarah wrote something that made her feel too much. And so they kind of had this local piece, and I was kind of there as someone that they loved and welcomed and wanted, and who wanted to share works together. But I didn't have that on location piece at that point in my life. And eventually Gia moved to Boston, and Lizzie moved to, gosh, I don't even know where Lizzie is now. She's moved so many times. I think she was in New York for a while, and that was kind of what disbanded the group. And Tina went down to San Diego. So once they lacked that local piece, we still talk, we still communicate. Sarah is one of my best friends in the world still. But it transitioned to take a different form in the more digital world than it had when they were local. But when they were local, we would, they'd all get on Skype, and I would hop on Skype with them, and we would, you know, plot out ideas and share feelings and ask about each other's writing and cheerlead and do all those kind of communicative, collaborative, family sort of things that you need, that I have always needed in a writing group.
Fascinating. So what does that, what fills that for you now that that's disbanded?
So what I have learned mostly is that for me, I need lots of different communities because I am kind of an attention whore sometimes. And so I need to be able to go to somebody at any hour of the day to get that. So I have two Discord chats that I'm a part of. One that's set up by my friend Yika. We're just a multi-fandom word wars. And that's straight up, we just war and we bicker and we, you know, see who can write the most, the quickest. And that is a nice immediate feedback loop that I get from people that, you know, I love and respect and trust and that I find want to empower me to write in a way that works in that fandom niche. Then I have a second group with my friend Sly. That's mostly her beta readers, but I've borrowed a couple of them several times. And they are always happy for me to bounce ideas off of them as well. So that's more of my plotting, brainstorming, collaboration piece. And then the most impactful thing that I have joined for my writing is actually a local in-person writing group, kind of harkening back to Tina and Sarah and their group. And I'm a member of a local league of writers that meets once weekly on Saturday with one of my chapters. I meet twice monthly with another one of my chapters on Wednesday nights. And we just sit and write. And I have that in-person accountability where I get up and on Saturday morning, either at 9 o'clock if we're at Watchtower or 6 o'clock if we're at Robin, and we go and we write, and I will sometimes write until noon. I'll write from 6 to noon some Sundays, Saturdays and Sundays. And that just being able to sit across from, you know, my buddies and be like, okay, like, how are you doing? What are you working on? What do you need? How can I help? And be an in-person advocate for the power of stories has really stepped toward filling that void for me.
That's amazing. I know that there's a lot of folks that are listening that would be able to have an in-person experience. And I know there's lots of networks, especially here in the States. I know every November when it's National Novel Writing Month,
yep,
there's often ways to kind of get in-person stuff. But we also have a lot of folks in fandom who are not in places where they could do meetups. So if they're looking for kind of how to be collaborative and writing online, what tips would you give them?
So ironically, the best thing that's worked for me is to post what I've already written, because that will tend to draw creators towards you. My group with Yika, I joined that group when I was writing a whole bunch of Kirk McCoy BDSM fic, and I had a friend that was following me for that. And she was like, well, hey, you should totally come join this Word War group that I'm a part of. And that was how I found them. And I found Sly through that group. And so it kind of becomes this cascading effect of once you're sharing your work and then responding to the people that consume your work, you'll tend to find pockets of people that first are interested in the same thing you are and then become invested in you as a writer and as a person and want to see you succeed. And that component of knowing that there's people that are invested in you that want you to do well and that want to see you succeed can come just as easily from an online component. But the first step for me has always been to put my work out there and then respond to the people that consume that work.
So a lot of it, the first step is about bravery.
Absolutely.
And that can be really scary for sure. Mm-hmm. And I think I certainly have put a lot of stuff out there that hasn't been as well received as I would have liked, or I got harsher criticism than I thought I was going to get. If you've experienced that, how did you handle that?
So I was lucky enough to luck my way into my group as first a commenter. So that I guess I should have added that earlier. You can also find your way into a group by being a consumer of work and connecting with writers and seeing who they connect with. But I think from either of those two sides, though, it's knowing that your work is authentically yours, and that even if it's not what someone else wanted, it's what you needed to put into the world. One of the best things that one of my in-person writing group's friends always says to me is that you can't please everybody, but you can be, you can always please somebody. So if you know who you're writing for, whether that's yourself, whether that for me is my friend Sarah, whether that is fulfilling a prompt on a prompt meme, whether that is doing an exchange, whether that's doing a Big Bang, whatever it is that you can say, okay, I'm creating this work for this person or for this, to fill this need. That's been the best way I have found to insulate myself from criticism and from worry and fear and concern in that way. Because if I know that I, you know, made Sarah happy by writing this piece, or if I know that I made my artist happy by creating this piece for a reverse Big Bang, that has always had to be enough for me.
I think that's a really great piece of advice to understand why you're crafting this particular piece. And I would imagine this works for artists as well. I make mood boards. I don't draw. I can't even draw stick figures. Our wonderful mod, Bill Longbow, is famous for her stick figures. I can't even do that. But I was once told by a really trusted writing person that you cannot please everyone because you are not tacos. And
oh, I like that. I'm going to have to tell Brian that one.
That was, you know, fill in whatever food brings you joy. So right. You are not chocolate. You are not avocados. You know,
you are not pho.
Yeah. You are not pretzels, you know, pick a thing. But that's been a very helpful piece of advice to me. And so it sounds like that's been helpful to you as well, kind of in just another set of words.
Yeah. And I think too, it's finding whatever set of words works for you, because it's different contexts for different people, and hearing it from lots of different people can help too, rather than just, you know, just hearing it from me or just hearing it from you, like getting to be a part of a group in whatever form that takes, so that they can reinforce that reality as well.
Well, you know, since we're talking so much about creating works for things, I would love to know what you're reading right now.
All right. So no Reckless is complete without Where Our Restless Monsters Sleep. Like, holy cow, that fic has totally changed the way I write Morgan in like anything I ever write ever. So that is super high on my list of things that I absolutely love. I've currently been reading a fic called Steve Rogers is a Child. I was right in the middle of it before I had to leave for writing group this morning. And like, I'm really curious about where this one goes. So it's a de-aged fic, but Steve still thinks he's in the Great Depression. So that's been a hell of an adventure. So I'm curious to see where that goes. And then Trustfall. I started Trustfall when I was first looking for, and it's prequel, whose name I should know, but it's currently escaping me. But Trustfall and its prequel were some of the first pieces I read after Endgame. And Trustfall is essentially a rewriting of post-Infinity War potential outcomes. And it's still a work in progress. So I made it through the first two or three chapters, and I was like, okay, this is giving me too many feelings. Like, I need to wait until it's done. Because I'm a notorious, like, jinx for works in progress, where, like, if I start reading them, they don't finish. So I like got two or three chapters in, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna let this writer finish, and then I'll go and like binge read the whole thing and comment on every chapter then. So those are my top three that I would have to say are in my life right now.
Amazing. I have not read the second two, but I am also a pretty big stan of Mizzy's Where the Restless Monsters Sleep, which is often referred to as the Worms fic, and is one of the, for my money, one of the best pieces written in our fandom in a long time. So I would
have to second that. Absolutely. It is an incredible, incredible work of art. I'm praying that my fic of that length can even come close.
Well, comparison is the thief of joy. So let's just say we're all really excited to read yours too. Holly, is there anything else that you'd like to say before we wrap up?
I think that's covered everything I wanted to share today.
Amazing. Well, links will be in the show notes to everything that Holly and I mentioned today. And I know I would love to hear if any of you are part of writing groups, either in person or online, that's perhaps more formal than a sprint channel in Discord, since we all can kind of coordinate in that. But if you've got a dedicated group, we here at Podcast would love to hear about it.